Off the Ball, GAA.
Don't underestimate the excitement. I don't underestimate what that buzz in a county can do. Sometimes you have to go with the jungle. You can't tame the jungle. You got to roll with it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up, the team news for Ireland's massive clash with New Zealand at the Rugby World Cup. We'll hear from the Irish camp and get the thoughts of Anna Capeless ahead of that game in Brighton. And we'll set your schedule for a busy weekend of rugby coming up with the Rugby Championship and Top 14 to look forward to as well. First up today, the Ireland team has been named for their Pool C decider against New Zealand in the Women's Rugby World Cup on Sunday. The good news is that co-captain Sam Monaghan has been passed fit to start after picking up a hip injury against Spain. Idel McMahon also returns to the back row with a number of players back into the side after the opening day win over Japan. However, Aoife Wafer has missed out on the weekend as she continues her recovery from a knee injury. Head coach Scott Beamont insists, though, that the back rower is ready to return.
All the way through, there's been a bit of a plan around Aoife, you know, from the very beginning to her joining up with the group a couple of days after we'd arrived, and everything's tracking and trending. Aoife's return to play and return, so she's back in training. She's going well. She's desperate to be involved. She's desperate to be involved this weekend. Our plan of where she's coming back to, we could have considered picking her this week. We've made a decision that actually for her best opportunity and as the team's best opportunity is to go hard in training again next week, and we'll see where that stands us for the following week.
So here's the full team for Ireland's massive clash with New Zealand in Brighton on Sunday. Niamh Jones is back in at hooker, joining Elena Perry and Linda Dugang in the front row. Ruth Campbell is picked to start alongside Monaghan in the engine room, while flanker Grace Moore keeps her place after a strong performance against Spain alongside McMahon and Brittany Hogan in the loose. Eveen Riley returns at scrum half, with Dana O'Brien handed the 10 jersey once again. Eve Higgins and Aoife Dalton renew their partnership at centre, and Bavin Parsons is back on the right wing with Amy Lee Costigan on the left and Stacey Flood at fullback. On the bench, the forwards selection consists of Cliona Maloney-McDonald, Niamh O'Dowd, Sive McGrath, Emer Corrie-Fallon and Claire Bowles, while Emily Lane, Nancy McGillivray and Anna McGann provide the cover for the backs. With no Enya Breen in the matchday 23 this week, Beamont has confirmed that Flood will step in at out half if O'Brien is unable to play the full 80. Now, Ireland will have one eye on the Pool D decider between France and South Africa in Northampton later on Sunday, as they'll face one of those teams in the quarterfinals. Top spot in Pool C is the prize on offer in their meeting with the Black Ferns. Now, Ireland's place in the knockout stages is already confirmed, and Anna Capeless feels that the easing of pressure could actually help Ireland pull off another huge win over the defending champions. She joined Will O'Callaghan on last night's Off the Ball.
The only thing about the Black Ferns is that they're not going to win WXV1. They're coming to win a World Cup. Like, they're not bothered on the interim, whereas that for Ireland was a massive achievement, like, on their kind of restructuring pathway and you know, legacy and things. So when it comes to this weekend, do you go for a big win again or do you not and rest your bodies? And, like, the attritional nature of the pool stages, how do you look at that? Like, is qualifying for the quarterfinal good enough? Or are you strategically trying to get to a semi-final? And if you get to a semi-final, whoever you come up against, and whether you win or lose, you automatically play again another week in a third place playoff. So getting through a quarter-final adds two more weekends of rugby to your calendar anyway, and a place to go for a chance to go for third place, which is really interesting. So this weekend is just such a... It's crazy because this was the one we were building up to for so long. Ireland, Black Ferns, Brighton. And now it's kind of like, oh, are we almost kind of skipping past this one to go straight to the quarterfinal to see what's going to happen there? So I don't know. I think they still are obviously going to throw everything at it and believe that they can win. In 2014, I remember the girl saying this to me, that Goose was their head coach. And it was kind of a similar, you know, pool stage thing. Like, you don't have to win everything to go through. And Goose had asked them beforehand, do we need to win this match? And they were kind of like, you know, oh my God, shocked. And at the question, you know, you go into every game to win it, you know, and he was like, do we need to win? And they were like, no, we actually don't need to win. So that air of taking the pressure off, I feel like that's the question that they need to be asking this weekend. Yes, we want to play really well. Yes, our audition series is still continuing, actually. That's the luxury of them having qualified already. Do we need to win? No, but could we win? Yes.
Capeless also feels the tournament has been a watershed moment for the minnows in the women's game.
One of the games I was at, England-Samoa, so it finished 92-3, right? And you might look at the result and be like, oh, for goodness sake. But first of all, you're getting an absolute try-fest. Like, and tries that they had to work hard for as well. Like, nothing was given. Samoa were just like, you know, hammering them and just doing whatever they could. But like, you're seeing super tries, like really creative tries out of England as well, because this is their, you know, audition. And I'm using that word a lot because the pool stages can be like an audition series, you know, for what's to come in terms of knockout or your bigger matches. So it was 92-3, right? That was the end score. Not one person left the stadium. Everyone was on their feet for every try. And when Samoa scored the 3 points, so they won a penalty off a scrum penalty against England, right? 32-meter kick, and like bangs it like straight up into the crowd behind the uprights, and the whole stadium was on its feet. So, you know, those minnow games, like even from the Men's World Cup, they can be like super enjoyable for those reasons, because you know the underdog status. And it was like one of the best moments of the World Cup so far. Like, just the context of that, you know, that a team like Samoa, who have full-time jobs, who aren't getting the support that they need at home, like coming. And that's a real, when you look at those score lines, those big differences, that's the story that it's telling.
And if you want to hear all of our coverage of the Women's Rugby World Cup and all of our rugby coverage on demand, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join. Ireland's clash with New Zealand kicks off at 3:15 on Sunday. That's followed by that South Africa-France game at 4:45. Now, it promises to be a cracking final round in Pool A tomorrow. So after drawing with Australia last weekend, the United States need a win over Samoa to keep their quarterfinal dreams alive. That's underway tomorrow in York from 1:30. If they win with a bonus point and by more than 10 points, then the Wallaroos need at least a losing bonus point against England to finished as runners-up in the pool. Their clash with the tournament hosts is at 5:00 in Brighton tomorrow. Elsewhere, the Rugby Championship returns after a weekend off. South Africa could hand New Zealand their first defeat at Eden Park since 1994. That game kicks off in Auckland at 8:05 tomorrow morning Irish time. If you fancy it, there's also action from 5:30 tomorrow morning. Australia can continue their promising start when Felipe Contepomi's Argentina come to Townsville tomorrow. The Wallabies suffered a 67-27 hammering at the hands, or the paws, of Los Pumas in Santa Fe 12 months ago. Australia have improved dramatically since that chastening defeat, but head coach Joe Schmidt is still wary of the threats that Argentina have all over the pitch.
Yeah, well, even Santa Fe, after 30-odd minutes, we led 20 points to 3 before falling off a cliff. I think I described it as at the time. But you know, there were a number of things I think we righted along the way. It's not a sudden solution that we need to find, and I'm pretty sure that the players are conscious of what they need to deliver now. It's hard to connect something from a year ago with what we're currently doing, but certainly there've been a few connections, and part of that connection is the quality of the Puma side. We saw that 2 weeks ago against the All Blacks, but that's been a pretty consistent theme over recent years. And so, you know, I think they've got one of the stronger back rows in world rugby, and Montoya plays like another back rower. So you've kind of got four back rowers coming at you, very talented midfielders. You know, they play at Toulouse and at Saracens, so that they play at a very high level all the time, and a back three that threatens as well. We're expecting it to be super tough, and that's the nature of TRC this year, and everyone's got to win and everyone's got to loss, and we're trying to build another win if we can.
And the new season of the top 14 kicks off in France over the weekend. Defending champions Toulouse get their campaign underway away to Clermont on Sunday evening, while Champions Cup holders Bordeaux host Ronan O'Gara's La Rochelle in an Atlantic derby tomorrow night. But that's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you next week.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.